Can some of you tell me, or anybody tell me, where we usually see this hanging? Have any of you noticed it? Some of you spend some time in the room where this hangs. Yeah, Uzzah? Yeah, it hangs when we get where the acolytes gather. It usually hangs by Mrs. Morales's desk. And this is actually a banner that was given to me when I left my church in Ohio and went to my church in Florida. What does this say? Can anybody read that? Yeah, Tabechi? I am the vine, you are the branches. Who says that, do you think? Can you think of anybody who would say, Jesus, you're exactly right, Rebecca. Jesus says this. What do you think he means? What does Jesus mean when he says he's the vine and we're the branches? Does that mean we're all going to sprout leaves or something? Kind of like I got in my ears? Huh? But, yeah, Uzzah? We branch off of him. Yeah, and what happens when something branches off of something else? They're connected, and so, yeah. I'm sorry? It allows Jesus to get bigger, and one way Jesus gets bigger is through us growing in our life with him. What he talks about, and you can see, he talks about how connected we are. And you can see the branches coming off of the vine. And like with plants, that's where their nutrition comes from. You know, because if you break a twig off, what happens if you break a twig off a bush or a tree? Yeah. It starts to die. You know, the leaves dry out and kind of crackle up and gets all crunchy. Yeah, they dry out, they die. And so anything that's cut off of the vine is going to start to dry out and die too. And not only, this is interesting, because not only are we branches, but we're also the fruit on the branches. Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. And he says, when you stay connected to me, you bear fruit. You go out into the world and you spread the good news and you live like God wants you to live. That's bearing fruit. So he says, when we stay connected to him, we bear fruit. But you know what? Each one of us, we are also the fruit of somebody else's vine. We're the fruit of our parents' vines. We're the fruit of our Sunday school teachers' vines. Anybody who's taught us about Jesus and who's shown us about God and how to live, we're the fruit on their vine as well. And you see how clustered together all those grapes are? Do you know what made those grapes? Well, we sort of did, yeah, except the people in my church in Ohio did. Same thing as with my stole. All the grapes are people's thumbprints that they put in the paint and put on the material. So wherever I go, I'm connected to all these people that put their thumbprints on my stole and on my banner. We are all connected just like the grapes. And so when we are somebody else's fruit, and we go out into the world, we carry with us all the people that have helped us live like Jesus. So we're all in a cluster. We're all branches. We are just one big garden all by ourselves. So I think probably you're going to be talking a little bit more about that in Sunday school. But does somebody feel like saying a prayer? Okay, Uzzah, let's gather around and you can say a prayer for us.
Dear God, please let us produce a fruit for someone else so they can also grow up to be a vine and then have their own branches and their own fruit. Amen.
And what do we say? Amen. Amen. Beautiful prayer, is it? Thank you so much. That was a beautiful prayer. So I think it's time for you guys to head to Sunday school. Very, very nice.